You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. The General Assembly is in its final month of work for this session, and as the rush to June 30th begins once again, we welcome in Delaware Public Media political reporter James Dawson to let us know what lawmakers have been working on at Legislative Hall this week. James, welcome back to The Green.
Always glad to be here, Tom.
Well, let's start out with, the biggest news over the last few weeks, and that is the budget. It is essentially complete, the work on the operating budget, barring any changes, of course, to revenue estimate in June. What did JFC ultimately do to balance things out based on the lackluster May numbers?
Well, like we've seen every year, a lot of what JFC does is switch items around in the budget like a shell game. So it's a complicated accounting system. But one of the biggest examples involves moving around positions. So if you take them out of the general fund but pay for them with, say, fees a certain agency might collect instead, you just help balance the budget by however much that salary cost. So in terms of actual cuts, there weren't so many of them. You had $500,000 from the Charter School Performance Fund that was paid for this year. Otherwise, JFC really just took a hacksaw to Governor Jack Markell's new proposals. And those would include boosting bandwidth to public schools, higher teacher salaries, an early childhood initiative, and a handful of others. So we're expecting things to be a whole lot more painful for bond, bill, and grant and aid.
I was going to say, it seems like if you're looking for someone who took the brunt of the operating budget, the general fund budget, it would have been education, not necessarily in what they already have, but in what they were hoping to get from Governor Markell in this final budget. Is that, in essence, just because people are just so, generally speaking, as cranky about education for one reason or another, that it seemed like that might be the easiest place to say, we're going to make some cuts because we're not happy right now?
Well, I think it was also easiest because that's where the bulk of his new initiatives, he didn't really have too many new initiatives that he wanted to put into the budget this year, but that certainly was the bulk of them, both in terms of the number of them and the dollars that they represent. So it was kind of easy. Hey, we haven't already paid for these. These aren't ongoing initiatives. We can cut them without any sort of, it's sort of a no harm, no foul situation.
Any sense from the governor or his administration how disappointed they are about these cuts or not getting what they were hoping to get?
Yeah, I spoke with him on Wednesday, and he's obviously disappointed, but he understands the reality of the revenue situation that JFC had to work with.
Let's talk about the bond bill and grant aid that you mentioned, that there may be some more pain there than other places. Any sense how tough those pieces of the spending plan are going to be to finalize?
It's going to be a whole lot tougher. So those two committees will have to split about $45 million between them. And just for context, the current grant aid bill is $43 million by itself. So that fund has typically been safe ever since I've been here, but both JFC co-chairs say that grant aid will be cut by some amount. Bond bill has usually taken the brunt of budget woes in the past, but only in the sense that they might get some less cash to use, which means less freedom to spread it around. They obviously still have bonding authority and can sell bonds to bankroll some projects. JFC did promise some cash, but we don't have those figures just yet.
I guess we'll see those in the next couple of weeks. The big move this week at Legislative Hall outside the budget was by the Republicans, who tried to head a clean water initiative off at the pass before the bill even introduced. They're saying the plan that the Democrats are floating to pay for this initiative is unnecessary, suggesting money in the Sustainable Energy Utility and the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGI, could help cover it. But as you were reporting this week, that money may not actually really be available. What's the story here?
Right. So if you spend any time near rivers, ponds, bays here in Delaware, you know they're starkly polluted. So you might see warnings telling you not to swim or only to eat really small amounts of fish a couple times a year, maybe, to stay healthy. So Governor Markell tried to kickstart a $500 million clean water initiative in 2014, but putting it lightly, it wasn't popular at all. So now a couple Senate Republicans say they've found $45 million to help fund a cleanup project. So Delaware gets money from this regional greenhouse gas initiative you mentioned, or REGI, by essentially selling the right to emit a certain amount of CO2 into the atmosphere to companies in an auction-type setting. The Sustainable Energy Unit, which houses the REGI funds, also makes its own money through financing efficiency projects and selling bonds of its own. So the GOP wants to take that money, some of which has been sitting for a while, but state law is against them on this. So REGI money is parceled out for a variety of reasons, and the SEU cash is overseen by an independent board. They can't touch it, they being lawmakers. So it's highly unlikely they'd get enough votes to change Delaware code on this one.
And you mentioned that the previous iteration of this initiative a couple years ago was not popular at all. Not necessarily because people don't want to clean up water, but it's all about how to pay for this, right?
Yeah, the previous initiative was going to be levied through county property taxes, and that was even unclear if the state had a jurisdiction in that case. The Democratic proposal that's still being worked out right now would be a $40 fee for individuals on their personal income tax and a $75 fee for business licenses.
So it'll be interesting to see if there's some compromise to be had here. And I guess that brings me to my next question is, does this kind of play by the Republicans bear any resemblance to what they did a year ago with the transportation funding issue when they kind of seemed to get out in front of Democrats and then ultimately get some concessions when the final deal was done that maybe they wouldn't have gotten otherwise?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I don't think so at all. So in that situation, you had leaders of all four caucuses meeting for months together to come up with a solution. But this clean water push has largely been a task force driven for about the past year and a half. And that's not to say it couldn't be considered, but my sense is that there are other areas of the state budget that Democrats would rather trim to pay for it than Reggie or the SEU.
And this is something that may ultimately, because of this, maybe not even get considered before June 30th. They could get kicked down to next year.
Yeah, Senator Brian Townsend, I spoke with him yesterday, who's leading that task force. He was very noncommittal about whether or not a bill would even be introduced. And when I spoke to advocates, they say, yeah, it's not looking like it's going to be this year.
And the other thing that was up this week is the latest effort to get the WEAC redistricting plan for Wilmington schools going again. It was introduced this week. It includes education programs for Kent and Sussex schools as well. No indication yet on how much the final cost would be, but assuming JFC remains amenable to funding this, which they seem to be at this point, will this Kent and Sussex program addition get this thing finally to the finish line?
I think it's absolutely a good start. So this plan was introduced on the floor late Thursday afternoon without fanfare, and Republicans I spoke with hadn't actually seen the full language in front of their face at that point. So they're certainly happy they're being folded into the program now, but they wouldn't comment specifically whether it was enough for them to actually vote for redistricting. I think drafters of the bill were smart to choose Indian River School District. Also, they chose Capitol and obviously Red Clay for Wilmington. But as far as Indian River goes, because of its size, you've got six or seven Republicans whose districts include part of it between both chambers,
sure,
which could get it through.
That's where you just need to get the numbers that you need at some point in some manner or form. Anything else on your radar?
Not in terms of new bills. I think that those are mostly done for the year since we're getting pretty close to June 30th. But we've got any number of headline grabbers still floating around. But for the most part, like hikes to the personal income tax, eliminating civil asset forfeiture, and new public disclosure laws, they've been pretty stagnant. I think election season is what we're going to be looking out for on the horizon.
It looks like it's a year where it's just the budget and just the basics, just the housekeeping type of things that are going to get done at this
point. The budget, possibly WEAC on June 30th, and like you mentioned, housekeeping.
Maybe an early night for you
on June 30th. I highly doubt that. Do not jinx it.
Or maybe not. Delaware Public Media political reporter James Dawson, thanks for being with us again on The Green this week.
Thanks, Tom.